Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Did you watch the debate? What did you think of the debate? And I don't mean what did you think about it in the fact that Trump failed to just literally cut her down to size on the emails and, the missed opportunities there. I think you're going to see a completely different debate in the second one, because I think the gloves will come off and it will be just absolutely. Well, let's say it's going to be an awful lot of fun to watch. Let me put it that way. You know, you're going to want to make popcorn. I made popcorn last night. Me and my wife and kids, we made popcorn, and this was their first presidential debate. And my son sitting there, Trump, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm talking, referring specifically to the gun control issue. Hillary Clinton didn't let that go, right? Always an opportunity by a good socialist, un-American gun grabber to come after firearms, right? She didn't miss that opportunity. Never waste a chance to talk about gun control when the opportunity presents itself. Even if it doesn't present itself, still talk about it, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? So, did she spend a lot of time on it? No, but what she did is she laid out her plans. If she told you, if you were paying attention, what she wants to do. She wants to ban an entire class of firearms. And she said something that I haven't heard anybody else talking about today. Now, keeping in mind, I don't listen to talk radio. Maybe somebody did say this. I don't know, but I'll say it because it's fresh from the mind of Mark A. Because Hillary Clinton, you've got him. He says, you know, this is the speak you have to listen to when you listen to the un-American gun grabbers. And you've got to take them at their word. Everything they say, words mean things. Everything out of Clinton's mouth is scripted. Everything, every word is scripted. And she made a comment last night that, and I want to get it correct, and I want to see if I can find it. I don't want to play the actual clip. It's too long. What I saw was too long. But she called it a gun epidemic, the leading cause of death of young African American men. More than the next nine causes put together. That's what she said. We'll go to that later in the program. So she said, we have to do two things. We have to restore trust. Now she's talking about restoring trust. But she isn't referring to herself. There's a missed opportunity by Trump there. He could have jumped all over that, but he didn't. Because no one trusts this woman. Every poll shows it. Every poll shows it. Including polls from like the Daily Kos. They all show it. So here's Hillary Clinton talking about restoring trust and working with the police. This is the woman who's embraced Black Lives Matter, probably one of the most racist organizations I've seen in my recent lifetime. And she says we have to make sure they respect the communities and the communities respect them, which, of course, her and the administration that paid her as Secretary of State have utterly destroyed. Her party's rhetoric has destroyed that trust. Remember the cops turning their backs on Mayor de Blasio? Remember that? So this is the Democrat Party, the modern Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton in particular talking about restoring trust and working with the police. Every major police organization has endorsed Donald Trump because they know what Hillary Clinton is. A pandering cop hater, pandering to the black community for their votes. And another missed opportunity by Donald Trump, by the way, was when she was talking about the black communities. Donald Trump should have said the black communities that your party has decimated, that you've been in control of for decades, that you've decimated. He could have shredded. I was kind of screaming at my television set there because that's also a gun issue. So we're going to cover all of this today on the show. Might move kind of quickly, but we'll tie it all back together as we do because it's fascinating and it's fun. It's fascinating in the sense that Hillary Clinton stands in front of 100 million estimated viewers and says, we need to restore trust. Coming from you? Now, if Trump had said that and the email scandal were his, Lester Holt would have said something, wouldn't he? Yeah, of course. He allowed Hillary Clinton 6 follow-ups, none for Trump. Trump had to kind of fight for his and take his. That's going to change in the second debate. And you see how many different rabbit holes I could go here. It would be really easy to do. Because it never ceases to amaze me that the Republican National Committee agrees to these dates, these debates, with these ultra-liberal, dyed-in-the-wool moderators. It's just unbelievable. ABC, NBC, CBS, they want to send them out, and that's what they do. You got to say no. Hell with you. No. And come up with a list of their own moderators and insist, if you want a debate, this is who's going to moderate. When are they going to stop? When are they going to get sick of this? Say, we've had enough of this. Always being put on the defensive. It's just incredible. I mean, you don't believe that. Look what happened to Matt Lauer. I gotta feel bad for Matt Lauer. That never happens. I mean, his own liberal elitists went after him something crazy. So, good heavens. But Hillary Clinton said that we needed new comprehensive background checks. What is a comprehensive background check? Because she followed that up with, we need to keep guns out of the people. And this is what I haven't heard anybody talk about. Back to that. We need, and this is words mean things, we need to keep guns out of people who will do harm. Did you hear that? We need to keep guns out of the hands of people who will do harm. So Hillary Clinton can see the future now. She's a fortune teller? She's psychic? How many times have you heard on this program us discuss it is impossible, impossible to determine latent criminal behavior? Impossible. Yet Hillary Clinton, yesterday, said we need comprehensive background checks, and we need to do what? We need to keep guns out of the people, out of the hands of people who will do harm. Who will do harm? Couldn't we say to a group of 16-year-old high school students in a driver's ed class, how do we say we need to keep cars out of the hands of teenage drivers who will do harm? How do we do that? It's impossible. If Hillary Clinton were a driver's ed instructor, would she be able to make the determination that little Johnny in the back of the class will do harm? Maybe Sally up front will do harm? Maybe Lakeisha in the middle row, right, will do harm? We need to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. What exactly was Hillary Clinton saying when she said that? What did she mean by that? Where did that come from? This is one scripted woman. She probably hasn't had an original thought in 50 years. She walks around with staff that do things for you. Imagine living your life like that. All day, every day. And she's surrounded by guns. How does she know the individuals who protect her aren't the people with guns that will do harm? Maybe that Secret Service agent is a raging alcoholic who beats his wife and may one day do harm. Does Hillary Clinton know that? He's passed every background check known to man and others we aren't even aware of. What did Hillary Clinton mean by that? I'll tell you what I think she meant by that. That means she believes we should keep guns out of your hands. Because if you have a gun in your hand, you might one day do harm. You're the person that may one day do harm. You're the man or woman who will do harm. How can I make that statement? It's easy. Every gun control they've embraced, including Hillary Clinton, who has imagined more than we could ever imagine, has done nothing other than stop and infringe you. Not a criminal. you. That's what Hillary Clinton was talking about. That was about the same time she said we need to ban a certain class of guns. What'd you call them yesterday? Military-style weapons? I had two Beretta 92 FS pistols. They were beautiful. I had one blue, and I had one in Inox stainless. They were gorgeous guns. Is that a military weapon? That's a civilian version of the Beretta M9 that the military's been carrying for years. Is that a military-style weapon? You better believe it is in her book. We're going to break all this down and have some fun with you here because we're just going to shred them all. We're going to shred them all. Put your seatbelt on. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime, but we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm going to play a clip here, and I was unable to, because I can't control the location of the clip, and I got most of it run out during the break, so I'm going to go to it. Sean, this clip's a little bit hot. You want to pull this down on the boards just a tad bit to keep the volume from blowing people away. Hillary Clinton was just wrapping up here in this clip talking about for-profit prisons, and then she moves into her little gun control spiel. Take a listen.
With young Americans. So there are some positive ways we can work on this. And I believe strongly that common sense gun safety measures would assist us right now. And this is something Donald has supported along with the gun lobby. Right now, we've got too many military style weapons on the streets. In a lot of places, our police are outgunned. We need comprehensive background checks. And we need to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. And we finally need to pass a prohibition on anyone who's on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy a gun in our country. If you're too dangerous to fly, you are too dangerous to buy a gun.
Now, we can spend the rest of the program here talking about just those few sentences from Hillary Rotten Criminal. Here's why. So let's start at the top. We need comprehensive background checks. First of all, she called it common sense gun safety. You see, this is how they stumble. She means gun control, but she says gun safety. She was staying on script. These are very well-trained people. She said many, many years of assistance telling her what to think and how to say what she thinks because they told her, okay? She doesn't have a fresh idea of her own probably in decades. Somebody told her. Well, that's your idea. Okay, that was my idea. Was that my idea? No, that was your idea. Oh, okay. Well, I'll say it's my idea. Comprehensive background checks. All right, we're going to go there in just a minute. Let me mark that down, the background checks. Okay. She was also talking just prior to that about how crime was dropping and property crime and everything else was so low. And if I were Donald Trump, I would have interrupted her, leaned to that mic and said, as gun ownership has increased to record levels. They don't ever want to tell you that. You see? And she talked about military-style weapons off our streets. That means banning the guns you own that are currently legal right now when you're safe. That means coming to you, and Alan Corwin has written extensively about this. He's got a piece up on townhall.com today about it, actually, if I'm not mistaken. He's discussed it on this program about coming to you and taking the property you currently have, telling you that what you currently own now is illegal. She might do better to say, hey, that Ferrari you have, it's too fast for the roads. You don't need that speed. This is what she's talking about doing. And finally, as you heard her say, if you're too dangerous to fly, you're too dangerous to buy. The problem is, who determines if you're too dangerous to fly? Now, Donald Trump, during that exchange, when he came back with his retort, mentioned that he agreed about terrorists and watch lists. What Lester Holt didn't get out of him, where Donald Trump made a mistake, was Donald Trump, because I've heard him say it before, is well aware of the constitutional issue of due process when he talks about that, and he continues to talk about working with the National Rifle Association to find a way to still provide people due process. That's our biggest stickler here. We do not take away a human being's rights to due process in this country. Hillary Clinton couldn't care less about your due process rights, as you just heard her say. She did not mention while protecting the due process rights of law-abiding Americans, because she doesn't care about that. What do I mean by due process rights? Who determines who gets on that list? Hillary Clinton wants to be the person to determine who gets on the list. And then once you get on the list, you can't buy a gun. Do you trust Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding me? Barack Obama? Are you kidding me? Attorney General Lynch? Are you kidding me? Comey from the FBI? These are nothing but political hacks of weaponized departments under the Obama administration. The Democrats will continue to weaponize every single department in our government. Hillary Clinton wants to be the determining vote. Her Justice Department wants to be able to put you on a list. Not tell you how you got on it. Not tell you how the hell to get off of it if you're on it by mistake. and use it to deny you your constitutional civil rights. That's not what we do in America. That's what Kim Jong-il does in wherever the heck that goofball lives. North Korea. Kim Jong-il. Kim Fat Boy with nuclear weapons. That's what they do. That's not what we do here. And then, of course, you heard her say, keep guns out of the hands of people who will do harm. And I touched on that in the previous segment. Who will do harm? How do we know who will do harm? She argued for background checks. So, let's talk a little bit about background checks, shall we? This guy down in Houston, Texas, a couple days ago, right? Yesterday. Yesterday, not a couple days ago, yesterday. He opened fire on about, what, nine random people at a strip mall? Disgruntled attorney? Guess he lost his law firm, maybe because he was a crappy attorney? You know, that happens if you're crappy at what you do in a capitalist society. If you're crappy at what you do, it ain't going to work. You need to find something else you're not crappy at. That's what individuals do. But today, oh, I'm crappy at this. It failed. Now somebody owes me something. I think I'm going to go get on the news who's going to run with this story all day long and make me famous. And I'm going to go kill some people. Because I didn't get what I deserve from everybody else. That's more than likely what happened here. That's the psychological makeup of these kooks. Why am I talking about him? Why? Because the man passed a background check for the rifle and the handgun he used during the attack. Does Hillary Clinton know he's someone who will do harm? Let's see. Here's an attorney, partner in a law firm. Huh. What do we know about that? How do we keep him from buying a firearm law? We can't. And she knows it. I don't think that was a faux pas when she said, keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. She doesn't know he'll will do anything. She doesn't know who will have a taco for dinner tonight. She doesn't know who will have chicken for dinner tonight. For that matter, she doesn't know who will wake up tomorrow morning. I don't think that was an accident. I think that was deliberate. Now, I think it might have been a deliberate slip-up. Let's call it a deliberate accident. How about that? Because somebody in the background was going, oh, gosh, she did it again. Just like when Katie Couric said, well, we don't want to call it gun control. We want to call it gun safety because gun control sounds so, well, you know, controlling. And the rest of the Bloomberg puppet masters back there pulling on her strings while went, oh, no, she wasn't supposed to say that. Golly. That's what happened here. We'll continue the conversation right after this. Too much fun. Make it too easy for me.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's frustrating, isn't it? Crazy? It's ridiculous. But it's way, way, way too much fun. It really is. It's really fun. They just make it too easy for this stuff. So the comprehensive background checks that she wants, let me give you the list from AWR Hawkins. Orlando attacker, June 12th, passed a background check. UCLA gunman, June 1st, passed a background check. San Bernardino attackers, December 2nd, 2015, passed a background check. Colorado Springs attacker, October 31st, passed a background check. Umpqua Community College attacker in Oregon, you remember that one? October 1st, 2015, passed a background check. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26th, passed a background check. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, passed a background check. The Chattanooga attacker, passed a background check. The alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17th, passed a background check. Muhammad Cartoon Contest attackers, passed background checks. Las Vegas cop killers, passed background checks. Santa Barbara attacker, passed background check. Fort Hood attacker, passed a background check. Arapahoe High School attacker, passed a background check. D.C. Navy Yard attacker, passed a background check. Aurora Movie Theater attacker, passed a background check. Gabby Giffords attacker, passed a background check. Virginia Tech murderer, passed a background check. Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle attacker, passed a background check. And on and on and on. What else does she want? comprehensive background check mean? Aren't background checks comprehensive by their very nature? Of course they are. But not in the world of socialism speak. Where the FBI can say you were, oh, I don't know, pick a word. And then you can say to the American public, I never heard the FBI say that, even though he said it and it's on tape right there. You can play it to her and she'll somehow find a way to say, that's not what I said. Anybody with a kid gets this. Get your hands out of the cookie jar. They're not in the cookie jar. Get your hands out of the cookie jar. They're not in the cookie jar. As they're pulling their hands out of the cookie jar. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. So we'll wrap that portion up because now I got to move on to racist comments. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump should have been all over this yesterday, and he wasn't, but he will be in the next one. I can promise you that. So what do we mean? What did Hillary Clinton mean by who will do harm with a gun? You know what she meant by that? Anybody who owns a gun will do harm with a gun in the eyes of a gun-grabbing, gun-hating, un-American socialist liar. You. If you have a gun, eventually you will do harm with a gun. Because the socialist argument to you, if you, and you've heard this, I've heard them say it to me before, it's easy to get around, but here's what they'll tell you. Everybody that shot somebody was law-abiding at some point in their life. Right up until the time they chose to become a criminal is how you answer that. Which, of course, is a straw man. It's ludicrous because everybody then is a criminal. We're all potential criminals. We're all potential violent murderers. And, of course, that's patently absurd. But there are those among us who are. And when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms, Hillary Clinton lumps you because all guns are bad. And if you own a gun, therefore you are bad. So that's the full circle argument there. And then, of course, the comprehensive background checks. You know, the ones I just read from my political analyst, A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. Latest piece on the Houston shooter or would-be attempted murderer. I'm a shooter. You're a shooter. These are just psychopath wannabes. But he passed a background check. Guess it wasn't comprehensive enough for her. Will she add another question to the background check page? So words mean things. Understand when you hear these things, you're smarter than the average Joe. You get this stuff. You're smarter than the Tampa Bay Times. Either they're brilliant and have been feeding you a load of crap for all these years and know it and laugh at you, which there's a lot of truth to that too. Or they're stupid in today's day and age because they choose to remain ignorant. And that's what happens. That's my definition of stupid. In today's day and age, if you choose to remain ignorant, you are in fact stupid. Time Magazine has a piece that is quite good, actually. Whether the Second Amendment applies to all citizens is not a new question. And it goes on down the line. And I got to hand it to him on this one. It does go down the line of the racist roots of gun control. We've discussed them here, well, more so on the Monster broadcast. But the piece reminds us that it's been 150 years since the 14th Amendment was ratified, granted black people the right to full citizenship, and on and on. And you hear this garbage, you know, does the Second Amendment only apply to white people? And then they reference, because it's a new piece, they reference the death of Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina. Why? Because he had a gun. So I can kind of segue over to a Washington Post opinion piece by Eugene Robinson a couple days back titled, In America, Gun Rights Are for Whites Only. Notice the two titles. The one from Time. Whether the Second Amendment applies to all citizens is not a new question. the debate is as old as the country itself. And the piece from opinion writer Eugene Robinson, a couple days back, In America, Gun Rights Are for Whites Only. The timepiece is from yesterday. And he goes into the, if you're a black guy in America, basically, and you exercise your right to keep and bear arms, your Second Amendment freedoms, it's fatal for you. Now, that's absolutely asinine. I know lots of blacks that carry firearms. One of them spoke on a panel, Rick Ector. He's brilliant, Detroit CCW. He called me today, talked about how great it was to see each other at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, thanked me for getting him on the speaker panel. And he goes on to, of course, disparage who? The National Rifle Association, of course, the National Rifle Association. And he says they apparently believe only Second Amendment rights are for whites only. This guy clearly making these racist statements, and that's what they are, they're racist statements, when he is absolutely, utterly clueless. Very dishonest reporting. However, it's an opinion piece. He's entitled to his dopey opinion. Good for him. He's just way off base. And he says, and I quote now, in reaching that conclusion, I am accepting, for the sake of argument, the account given by the Charlotte police of how they came to fatally shoot Keith Lamont Scott. What that really means is I'm going to believe them for the time being for the purpose of this column. Because he doesn't believe them. Why? Because the police are bad. And he goes on to talk about how Scott's killed. You know, well, let's just go into what he means, what he means by that. We're going to take a break here in a second. I wish I had another hour with you today. My gosh. What he's talking about is the fact that, according to the cops, Keith Lamont Scott had a firearm. Well, here's what the cops were saying. Drop the gun. Drop the gun. Exercising your Second Amendment right to open carry, which you can do in North Carolina, and he correctly points that out, does not mean you can walk around with your gun in your hand. Particularly when you have been asked to exit a vehicle by law enforcement. Openly carrying a firearm lawfully means having the gun safely secured into its holster, which I do every day, did it this morning when I went and had breakfast with my wife. I am not stupid enough, and apparently he is, Eugene Robinson, to believe that you can walk around with your gun unholstered. That in and of itself is a charge, even in an open carry state. Unless that gun is being used to defend your life. These idiots make it too simple. When we come back, we will have to wrap it up, unfortunately. But guess what? We can continue the conversation tomorrow. I'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, I need you to head over to the usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. I was just checking out the site and listening to some of the words that Tim Schmidt had to say in the video. I encourage you to watch the video. You heard us discuss over the last few days, both from Tampa during the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and I was talking about it yesterday, USCCA and the Tampa Bay Times going absolutely ballistic, the liberals, because there was a case of an individual on the front page of the Sunday paper weekend before last, who was a USCCA member and utilized the very insurance program that you hear me talk about on this program every day, the very program that I have, that you should have. It works, and the information's out there for you. You can look it up. Of course, you don't have to because you heard it here. USCCAonair.com. You can also be entered to win for a limited time only. Win $1,000 to buy your dream gun. 3 days, 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 50 seconds from the sound of my voice right now. If it's a little bit later than that, you're not listening to the program live, no worries. Simply go to usccaonair.com and check out all the latest information up on real time. Okay, it's all there for you. I encourage you to watch the video from Tim Schmidt. Silver, gold, platinum, activate it. You might win $1,000 to buy your dream gun. $1,000 buy a nice little handgun, I promise you that much, or a good rifle. Okay? And if you're smart, maybe two. Maybe two. Think about that. Yeah, that's right. Better watch out, though. You might be one of those gun owners that will do. You see this? Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Unbelievable. Okay, so Eugene Robinson, Washington Post opinion piece, in America, gun rights are for whites only. And he goes on to talk about how, you know, Scott was openly carrying his gun, and if he was white, that wouldn't have happened. Let me tell you something. If I'm carrying my gun, if I get out of my automobile, and I can promise you I am white, if I step out of my car, when asked by an officer to get out of my car with a gun in my hand, guess what's going to happen to me if I don't comply? I'm going to get popped. That cop isn't going to care whether I'm white or black. He wants to go home. This is nonsense, absolute nonsense from Eugene Robinson, a man ignorant of the facts, openly carrying a firearm, as he is implying Keith Lamont Scott did. When you can hear on the tapes, it's drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun. If I exit a vehicle and I'm openly carrying and my hands are in the air, they're not going to say drop the gun. If I make a move, it's called a furtive move. If I even attempt to move my hands in the direction of that gun, I'm getting dropped. This is utter dishonest reporting, or opinion, I should say, from this man. He says, North Carolina, after all, is an open carry state. A citizen has the right to walk around armed if he or she chooses to do so. The mere fact that someone has a firearm is no reason for police to take action. No, it's not, unless it's in his hand. And, of course, all you need to know is when he says this, he says it's crazy in his humble opinion. His opinion isn't humble. He's flat out wrong. He says, I believe that we should try to save some of the 30,000 lives or 30,000 plus lives lost each year to gun violence, which we, of course, know two-thirds of that number is suicide. Take a gun out of their hand, they're sucking on a tailpipe. Japan has some of the highest suicide rates in the world. You can't as much as look at a picture of a gun in Japan. Eugene Robinson is off his rocker. Contigo's on to talk about continuing to lobby for tighter gun laws and hope that someday the voices of reason are heard, you know, one right after the other. He also goes on to the Philando Castile deal and uses the same open carry thing. You know, I had a cop tell me one time down in Florida, Florida Highway Trooper, tell me one time, if you're openly carrying that fire, well, not openly carrying, but if you're carrying that fire, it becomes visible. Open carry is not legal in Florida yet. It will be soon. Probably, hopefully, this legislative session. If the gun is going to be visible when you reach for your paperwork, i.e., if you have it in the glove box or somewhere else that's visible, or it's concealed and you lean over and your shirt comes up and the gun becomes exposed, here's what the cop said to me. You're going to have a 9mm in your ear, meaning you're going to have his muzzle drawn on you if he sees the gun. Not enough time to go into the whole argument about what to do with a traffic stop. I'm going to cover that this week, I think. There was a Facebook post that's circulating that's got tons and tons of shares, and the guy was completely off, just completely, you know, and the well, let's just say, you know, he got out of the car and offered to damn near drop his pants for the cop. You want to search me? Do you want to search my car? I'm lawfully carrying. Ridiculous, to say the least. So we're going to kind of go after some of the praise that's being hyped all over him this week. I digress. We'll get into that later. So the opinion piece, I encourage you, read this stuff. Go read this stuff. You know, don't be the headline surfer. In America, gun rights are for whites only. That's a load of crap. And he knows it. More than likely, he's probably a gun owner. He wouldn't tell you that. He's allowed to be, though. The Time piece, September 26th, yesterday. Man, I got to tell you, this piece was fun to read for a couple reasons. I'll kind of paraphrase some of it. The question they're talking about guns in white, similar to the Washington Post, has returned to the headlines, according to Time magazine. It is, in fact, as old as the country itself. And it goes on to tell you that gun restrictions in America date back to the colonial era, when the settler class engaged in violent conflicts with the indigenous population, initiated laws in 1611 against American Indians owning guns. That's the racist roots of gun control. Indians no have guns. We have guns. By 1640, Time points out, gun restrictions were expanded to include, quote, Negroes and mulattoes. 1640. After the American Revolution, the fear of disarmament was widespread, particularly among Southern whites who feared they would be left vulnerable in a slaveholding South. They referenced constitutional law expert Carl T. Bogus, who argued James Madison wrote the amendment as a guarantee to his constituents in Virginia and to the South at large, quoting, that Congress could not use its newly acquired powers to indirectly undermine the slave system by disarming the militia on which the South relied for slave control. And he says to the contrary, the founders justified the forced disarmament of slaves, freed blacks, and mulattoes for fear of insurrections. Slave codes were enacted and enforced by slave patrols, which compromised armed militias. And guess what? Virginia passed a law in 1806 allowing free Negroes and mulattoes to own guns with the approval of local officials. But in the aftermath of the 1831 Nat Turner Rebellion, the Commonwealth repealed the law and prohibited the sale of guns to free blacks. Here's where I'm going with this in the limited time that we have left. Gun control is racist. Flat out racist. You know what the Dred Scott decision was? You remember that? You learned about that in school. You might have to brush up on it. March 1857. Supreme Court Justice Roger B. Taney stated that, quote, blacks, he was referring to blacks, are, quoting, so far inferior that they had no rights which the white man was bound to respect. Gun control was instituted in the Jim Crow South to keep whites safe from disarmed or from armed blacks. They had no rights. They had no right to bear arms. The KKK organized in Tennessee in 1868. Did you know that? And you know what the goal of the Klan was? Completely disarm blacks. You know who ran the Klan? Democrats. You know who these people were? Democrats. You know who ran the South? Democrats. You know who freed the slaves? Republicans. So the next time you hear Hillary Clinton championing new gun control and talking about the inner cities and what blacks need, why don't you write your local paper and ask them about this? Press them to cover this. They won't touch it. Powerful show today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Lots to cover here. We didn't get into all of it. I wish I had another couple hours. So I'll leave you with this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. We're going to get up and do it all over again.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.